annoying or anything?
No. No, it's not annoying at all. The beginning of the perek has a lot to say about kom lebi dirab minei. The Gemara has a difference between mammon and knas. Vayde b'knas is pata, vayde b'mammon is chadas, v'aldin k'mei eilim dami. So the Gemara quotes one opinion which we do not accept, halacha l'maisa. What's the original makar again in Chumash? But the parsha is Mevelodis in Mishpatim. So you have to pay the Mevelodis. That's him. If the woman is not killed, if the woman is killed, then you don't pay the Mevelodis. What is it, Tashlum with Mevelodis? Is that Knas? We don't assume so. We assume it's Mammon. It's not Knas. So the Gemara has one opinion, which is not accepted, l'alacha, that kom lebe derab minei doesn't cancel a chiyav knas. You only have a pasuk in Chumash that kom lebe derab minei cancels a chiyav mammon, but it doesn't cancel knas. We don't pasuk like that. We pasuk that a ganef, one who steals shorba seh, v'tobach ha-mocha, pays daladei, and if he's tobach b'shabbos, then you say kom lebe derab minei, he doesn't have to pay the daladei. Mocha b'Shabbos is a discussion. Also, sometimes when a ganav sells the Shabbos, the mecher will be done with the chil Shabbos deraisa, and also you say come lay with the rabbinay to cancel the knas. But we don't pass like that. We pass when the come lay with the rabbinay cancels both a chi of mammon and a chi of knas. So the Meiri quotes a chiddush from the Chachmei Provence. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia. And Daf Tzadik, and the Gemara has in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin, there's a din of Esnan Zayno. So the din of Esnan Zayno's pasal on Mizbeach only applies if the man who had the affair with the Zayno was mechuyev to give her this Esnan. She was kinda the Esnan al pidin at the time that she did this nus. But if they did this nus now, then he gives her matana later, he wasn't obligated to give it. Then the Gemara says in the end of Temura, we have all the Mishnayos, all the sugyas of Esnan Zayin. The Gemara said, that won't be Esnan Zayin. Only if he was legally binding, he made a legally binding agreement that he's mukhayif to give her this Esnan Zayin, she was kainet b'shas tiznus. It was zed tachazet. She was kainet. But if he gives it, matana not. So the Gemara raises a question, what if he's boalimoy? What if the fellow agrees to give his mother behema? In exchange for which she'll be mizana with him. So this kom lebi derab minei, a boalim as a chi of misa. So he's not mechuyev to deliver the behemoth to her. And he does give it. He likes his mother. He loves her very much. In the wrong way. So he gives her the esnan zayna later on. So the Gemara says it'll still be pasal amizbech. Esnan asa teira afila boalima. Even though it's a kom lebi derab minei, you don't say it's a matana. Why not? So Rashi and Tosfos learn that the reason why is because whenever you have kom lebi derab minei, but bolot says that they shamayim, you really are mechuyev to give. If you don't want to be punished by the bezon shamayla, you better pay the money. So since bolot says that they shamayim, you really are mechuyev to give. Just the bezon shalmata is not going to force you to pay. So if he will pay, so that's called a tashlumin. That's not called matan of the alma. It's called a tashlumin. There's a famous comment that appears in the Sefer Panim Yafos. Part of the office is safer by the Haflah on Chumash. So he usually has a Pschidushin, Eoris. So this one, they say that Rabbi Avila Soloveitchik said this as well. That it says in the parasha of Dmei Velodis, Lo Yosan, how does it say? Kinotza Anashan Nakush Av Yotzi Odeh. It says, V'nasan Bechlilim. Nasan Bechlilim means he pays Al Pi Hadayonim. The Dayanim will make him pay. Then it says, Masayir, and Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So the Mashmos is, he should also pay, but it won't be Bechalilim. The Bezin won't force him to pay. Kom Lebe the Rabbani is just a din. The Bezin doesn't make him pay. But he's still Mechuyif to pay, but Balot says Yedei Shemayim. That's the Mashmos of the Loshin. And Lo Yehosan, Anish Yanish Kashiyosh, Sol Bal Hoisha, Benosan Bechalilim, that in this case, where there's no Kom Lebe the Rabbani, Bezin forces him to pay. When there is kam lebi derab, Bezdin won't force him, but Bolotz is Eishamayim should still pay. So the Miri has a different shot than the Gemara. Why the Gemara says Esta Natsa Torah Afilu Bo Alima? So he says Kom Leib De Rab Minei, only patas from Chiyuv Mama that the Torah imposes on you. A man steals going to the Shabbos. So the Gemara says Megar of the Yotzeis Kom Leib De Rab Minei, because it's Biidno. And if Higbio wasn't Megar of the Yotzei, then there's no Kom Leib De Rab Minei because Kratan is Chai Begneva. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, 15 lines from the bottom. Going to kiss b'shabes chayb shkan chayb b'gneiv. Kodem shabur today is a skila, but megar v'yotze then it's b'yidna. So you're talking about a chiyuv of gneiv to pay ganav chayb b'onsin. The ganav chayb b'achray is b'onsin. So the Torah imposes the chiyuv. The chiyuv dalad v'hei or sarif kedusha shel chaver b'shabes mazik choyvel. These are chiyuv imam that the Torah imposes. What if a guy borrows money? He goes to the bank on Shabbos, he's smoking a cigar, puffing away the whole time. And he borrows $1 million in cash from the bank. So he's not mechuyav to pay back the halvor, because he was smoking the cigar, he's mechalel Shabbos at the same time that he borrowed the money. So the Miri says he doesn't, the Miri quotes the Chachmei Provence. Miri lived in Provence. So he quotes the Chachmei Provence. They say, no, Kam Levi the Rabbani doesn't apply to his Chayvis Midas. There's several differences, lalach, between his Chayvis Midas, Chiyuv Mama that you accept upon yourself, let's say Halvor, or the Mehamekach, I buy some item, and I agree to pay the value of the item. Or let's say Schiris Poilim, I hire a worker, and I say, paint my house, and I'll pay you $5,000. So I agree to pay him the money. That's a Hischaivis Midas. The Gemara has a difference. The Gemara calls one as a Milva Haksuva Batera, means a Chiyuv Mama that the Torah imposes upon you. Milva. Milva doesn't necessarily mean a halvoa alone. Milva means a chiyav mamon. So there's a milva haksuva about Torah, chiyav mamon, which the Torah imposes. Then there's a milva shein haksuva about Torah, chiyav mamon that it is also written in the Chumash. Tosfos says, but even if it wouldn't have been written, we would have known on our own that it's chayav because he agreed to pay. So there's several differences l'halacha that everyone agrees to between milva haksuva about Torah, milva shein haksuva about Torah. His chayav is midas as opposed to chiyav mamon that the Torah imposes. And the Miri quotes such an opinion. That when the fellow was Boalimai, he agreed to give her the Esna Zayna. That was a Hischaivis Midas. In giving her the Torah's Chiris Pailim for the services rendered. That's how the Pasuk in Mishlei describes the Taina of the prostitute. Everybody has to make a living, and I give services, and they agreed to pay the money, so I'm entitled to the money. Kosher Fadin Tegel. There's nothing wrong. So here it's also it's a Chiris Pailim. He agreed to pay his mother, Schiris Poilim, for the pu'ula that she did, namely for the znus. So since it's his chayvis medasa, you don't apply kom levi de rab minei. I remember when we learned that Miri, so Rav Soloveitchik thought that perhaps it's based on the pasuk, the other pasuk of kom levi de rab minei, that the chachamim learn out not only does misa pata from mamin, malchus also patas from mamin, and misa patas from malchus. What was the other pasuk? That it says in the Chumash that you give the tzlikas hatzarik v'shirus harasha b'chayon v'nakos harasha. So it says v'hipir loshof v'kolofon k'dei v'shosot b'mispar. The Gemara says k'dei v'shosot m'shem rishach hasata mechaiva v'yata mechaiva m'shem shtei rishios. You only give him an oinish for one risha. You give him malchus. The pasuk is talking give him malchus. You don't make him pay for the other risha. What do you mean a risha? A guy borrowed money is a risha. A guy bought the candy in the store. He's smoking a cigar on Shabbos. And he bought some candy. He borrows money from the bank, and he's smoking a cigar on Shabbos. So paying the money that you borrowed is called a risha. A risha sounds like a punishment for something that he did wrong, or at least, if you don't want to restrict the dafka to a punishment, then a risha means a chiyav mama that the Torah imposes. The Torah says you got to pay. But if the guy accepts his chayvus on his own, even if the Gemara calls milva shein haksuva b'Torah, means it does appear in the Chumash, but even if it wouldn't have been in the Chumash, we would have understood on our own, would have known on our own that he's chayv to pay. So how can you call that a rish? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's what it's based on, that the Chachmei Provence quoted by the Meiri is based on that pasuk, that the Kam Levi the Rabbinei patas from Mammon and from Knas, not like Reb Meir. The Gemara said there was a Tana, Reb Meir. If the Tashlumen is Knas. So we hold not so. That the Misa Patas from Mammon and from Knas. But just like Misa doesn't pata, Kamblei B'Drabim doesn't pata from Kapara, that was the long taste of Zar She'ochal on Lamed Amid Bey. So too, the Miri is of the opinion that Kamblei B'Drabim doesn't pata from a Chiyav Mamon that's not imposed by the Torah. So here there's an interesting Rashi. And the Gemara talks about Tachav Lo Chaveiro. The Gemara is trying to figure out how is it going to be Miyidno. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Nachman, Yemin HaKona holds that not only does Misa pata from Mammon, he holds that Torah also patas from Mammon. Then the Gemara said, there's a Machlekes Habai B'Rabbe, what's the reason for Rabbi Nachman, Yemin HaKona? We don't paskin like him, but the Gemara has a Machlekes, what is it based on? What's the difference, what is it based on? The Gemara says, Nafkeminen, Ma'ika Ben Habai L'Rabbe, the Gemara says, Yikimena is Ashachal Truman. Would Misa B'Dei Shemayim pata from Mammon also? So the Gemara says, according to Abai, Misa B'Dei Shemayim would also pata. What's an example? Gone of Chelev Shel Chaveiro. Not Chelev. Let's say, Oichel Chelev is Koris. What's the case? If he ate Zar She'ochal Truma. Zar She'ochal Truma is Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So would Misa B'Dei Shemayim pata from Mammon or not? So what's the case? So the Gemara says, what did he do? He stole someone else's truma and then he ate it. So he's already chayiv be'onsin when he stole the truma. When he did the hakbos, he already did a kinyan geneva. And the misa b'dei shemayim only comes later. So the Gemara is trying to figure out how do you have the chiyav mamon chal simultaneously with the chiyav misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara says, tochav dal chaver. So he didn't do the hakbos. Someone else put it in my mouth. And the Gemara said, what is that going to help? But it's first it's sitting in my mouth and I'm chewing it. I'm chewing, then I swallow. So till I swallow, I'm not chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Just for licking a truma, you're not chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Only if you swallow it, the Gemara said, it's still not the yidna. Okay, so the Gemara gave a whole ukimta. So Rashi comments on this, tochav lo chaveiro. So why am I chayv to, I didn't do the hagbah. Why am I chayv to pay for the value of the food that I ate that belongs to someone else? So he says, you only chayv mashenenis. You don't pay the full amount. I don't pay the full amount. What's that? What's Mashanenis? Where did that come from? So that's a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. The Mishnah says in Bava Kamma that you have a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that Hashem Beregel says Ki Abirish Sadeh Keir Mishilach is Bir Bir Bistei Acher. So Bistei Acher means that Hashem Beregel is only Chai B'Shus HaNizik, B'Chotzer HaNizik, not Chai B'Shus HaRab. Karen is chayv even b'shus harab, but Shem v'regla is not chayv b'shus harab. So let's say the fellow had his bushel of tomatoes sitting in the middle of the street. They made a delivery in front of the fruit and vegetable store, and the guy has to come out to take the vegetables and bring them into the store. So until he had a chance to bring it into the store, someone's dog is running loose, and he runs over and he eats up all the vegetables in the middle of the b'shus harab. So the din is Hashem v'regel b'shus harab is pata. So the Gemara says, but the Baal HaDog, the owner of the Baal HaKelev, doesn't have to buy him supper tonight because he just ate all the vegetables. It was a delicious supper. So the Gemara says he has to pay something. He doesn't pay the full value. Let's say there was a tub of ice cream in the street. They left the ice cream there for 2 minutes and they're going to go outside and take it back in. Until they got to take the ice cream in, came along someone's dog and licked up all the ice cream. A cat, the dog, licks up all the ice cream. So now the Bala Chasul doesn't have to give a supper for the cat because it ate up so much ice cream. So the Mishnah says, it's Shem V'regel B'Shus HaRam. You don't have to pay the Mekuloi, but you have to pay Mashanenis. How much would you have spent? How much would it cost you? What would you have given the animal? You would have given him hay to eat, or you would have given him whatever, bones to eat, whatever. So the bones would toss. It cost $2, or the ice cream cost $10. He ate up a whole tub of ice cream. You don't have to pay $10, you pay $2. Sometimes you'd be willing to spend a little more money if you want to treat your cat or your dog to a delicacy. So you'd spend a little more. You wouldn't spend $10 for your dog. Instead of buying a bone for $2, you'd buy ice cream. If it's on sale, you buy it for $3, for $4, whatever. So that's called Mashanenis. You pay Mashanenis. What kind of din is Mashanenis? Where does it come from? Well, that's a din of Mazik. My behemoth was Mazikim. It's Betoris Mazik. Vashem Beregel B'shus Rabbim is Pater. So what's Masha Nenis? So the Tzoy Sachoshin quotes in the end of Chosh Mishpah, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Din of Masha Nenis, so the Tzoy Sachoshin quotes the Tshuva Sarashbo, that Masha Nenis you collect from Beinanis, you don't collect from Midas. All the 24 Ovis Nezikin, all the Chof Talad Ovis Nezikin, the Minin and Gababa Kama, the Gemara says, Kulam Kovis Lushalami Meitav. You pay Meitav. Even though the Pasuk of Meitav only says Bashem Beregel, but Meitav applies to all Ovis Nezikin. But a Balchoiv only collects from Beinanis, and Ksibasisha collects from Ziburis. And a Zokin, that's the first line parak on a Zokin. And Zokin Shamalayim Vahidis, Balchoiv Beinanis, and Ksibasisha is Beziburis. So the Rashboi writes in a Tshuva, an interesting Kiddush, that Mashanenis you collect from Beinanis, you don't collect from Midas. It's not Betoris Nezikin, Yechai. It's Betoris Mamani Gaboch. Your animal ate up my tomatoes, or your animal ate up my human animal's belly. You're not mechuyev b'toras niske b'emto, niske mamona, because Shem Regel b'shus Rav Mispater. But you're my viach now because of my loss. You don't have to serve your behem supper. So you are gaining, you would have spent $3 to buy a bone for your dog, and you would have spent an extra dollar to have a sugar-coated bone if you're happy with the dog. You want to give him a reward for something that he did. So at least pay, and the dog ate up $10 worth of tomatoes and $10 worth of ice cream. So you don't pay $10, you pay $4, mashanenis. So the mashanenis says, b'toras mamoni gaboch. It's not a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes. It's like ashavas aveda. It's like mamoni gaboch. So Rashi is interesting. Rashi learns the Gemara, that the Gemara is making a kamla with the Rav Minei, a mamoni gaboch. That's interesting. L'chari, according to the Meiri's shita, we know Rashi and Tosfos didn't learn like the Meir. Rashi and Tosfos learned Estan Asatara Filibalim is because Bebalatzis Edeshamayim, he should really pay, despite the fact that it's Kamalev Bidirabim. Kamalev Bidirabim is only as far as Bezon Shalmata is concerned. So since Bebalatzis Edeshamayim, he really ought to pay, so Lemaisa, if he pays, it's considered a Chaloshem Tashluminan. That's how Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara. And the Meiri read the Gemara differently. So here, this Rashi seems to hold beferish, not like the Meiri. Even by Mamoni Gaboch, it's not a chiv moment that the Torah post. It's not from the Nezikin, it's the Beinanis. It's like a Beinanis, like his Chayvis Midas.
I can't you say it's like Lassus and Lassus and Yishma and Lassus.
Like,
you're kind of like, yeah, you
want to,
but like Hashem wants you to pay a little bit more. Like,
I don't think it's about Lassus and Yishma. Mashanenis, Bezen, Shalmata will be kai for you to pay. They'll force you to pay. See, the Minchas Chinuch points this out. He asks, the Gemara made it such a big Zerushov, a Tachas Nesina Yishalem Kesef, in the beginning of Bava Kama. The Pasuk of Meitav only says Bashem Beregel. So the Gemara has a fantastic Zerushov that applies to all the 24 of us Nezikin. Every other Pasuk, every Pasuk in the Chumash that talks about paying money is included in the Zerushov. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, they made such a big Zereshava that's so inclusive, so why didn't they include also Halvoa? Why the Tzatzamachleikas in the Gemara? Where did this Beinanis come from? The din is that Balei Chayvus, the Malva has a right to collect only from Beinanis. It doesn't have a right to collect from Midas. The Gemara has a Machleikas Amorim. So one opinion is that Minat Torah, the Balei Chayvus is also a din of the Beinanis, and the Rabban they enacted them. But that's not the accepted opinion. We pask in the other opposite way, the Minat Torah din of the Ziburis. I mean, the Rabbanu, they elevated it to Beinanis. Yeah, there's a third opinion in the Rishami that Menatar is Dina Beinanis. All three Shitas. What's the Dina of a Balchoid Menatar? Does he collect either Beinanis or Ziburis? So the accepted opinion of Chosh Mishpat is that Menatar is Dina Beziburis and so on with the Rabbanu. So the Menchas Chinuch asks, why? The Xereshav is all inclusive. Chofta Alarovis Nezikin. So say already that it goes also on Balichoivis. Why did the Gemara insist that not? So he says, no, that's the whole Vart. That's a hischaivis midas. Hischaivis midas. The Torah didn't impose any chiyuv over here. You accept it upon yourself. When the Torah imposes the chiyuv, then the Torah imposes the chiyuv on Netav, on Idis. But here you accept it on your own. So this is a question over here. This Rashi is talking about Mashanenis is Mamoni Gaboch. So Mamoni Gaboch is much more similar to it's neither of these. It's not a chiyuv that the Torah is imposing. Mamoni Gaboch, it's a hasvar no senes. You have you gain because of his loss. So you're like, you're holding his $3. And your behemoth's belly, you're holding the his $3 and you're happy about it, that you saved yourself $3 on the supper. So you got to pay him the $3. That's lachur. That's more similar to little b'she'enik silver b'ter. One could have argued the point that it should really not be covered with kamlei b'derabmini. But Rashi learns anymore that too is covered with kamlei b'derabmini.
You definitely always say like Mark could have said that, but instead it went on to ask a different question.
I don't think so. The Gemara goes on and on and on and on over here. They keep on, they stick to this. That you do say, come live with the rabbi on this Masha Nenis. The way Rashi
it's
learned.
Still, even though it changes the exact case, but it's still
yeah. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. They stick with this pshat, but they just have to tweak it a little bit. They have to touch it up a little bit. They should have thrown the whole thing out. No? Rashi learns. The whole Gemara is talking about Masha Nenis. Then Rashi on the top, yeah.
The fellow between the Exalus and Kabbalahs and Adas and Ovalahs and First Mishnah and Sanhedrin, is that also mentioned by the Minchas Chinuch? Is it between Exalus and Adas and
The Minchas Chinuch does not mention it. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what it meant in the Gemara. The Gemara we Paskin, the Gemara has two opinions, that's how we Paskin. The Minat Torah, you only need shlosha smuchim for a din Torah by gzeilus v'chavolas, by hados v'alvos, min ha-Torah, chad nami kosher. So what's the difference? How would you define gzeilus v'chavolas as opposed to hados v'alvos? Rav Soloveitchik quoted this Me'iri to demonstrate that there's a difference between the hischavis medas and the chiv that the Torah imposes, and he thought that was the difference. I remember, at that time, Rav Mendel Zaks was the bochein in Yeshiva. He was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He used to give smicha and radim. He used to give shurim and radim. So when he gave a b'china to the students, and he told them Rav Soloveitchik's Torah, so he made a face, he didn't think that it was right. He didn't think that was the definition of gzeilus v'chavolas versus hados v'alvos. He thought it was just hados v'alvos, without any label. Rav Soloveitchik thought you have to define what is it. So he thought, any hischavis midas, anything that's not a milvak silvat Torah. And so Mendel Zaks didn't, I don't know why, he didn't think that it was correct.
How does the Me'iri learn the Gemara here?
Boshe Pshat is that you're talking about the Ganef Yischai Mitam Geneva. When he keeps it in his mouth, he makes a Kinyan Yad. And what's the Simatsa Biyodo HaGeneva? Biyodo is Laudavke Biyodo. The Ganef, in order to be Chai Biyonsa, in order to be Chai Bikefel, has to make a Kinyan Geneva. So the Kinyan Geneva is either Biyodo, or Vinasan Mikol Makom Chotzer or Hagbo Meshicha.
So what's later on? The Torah says the Tachlav Bitabliya, you know, or Mashkin. They don't understand the Drash, you know.
Why? No, they put it in my mouth, so my mouth is a Kenyan Yad.
Nothing now. So when you become Gneva, you should be Potter. You stick it in. Rashi had a question. The other guy sticks the food into his mouth, right? So he did the Gzela. He's the one that made him turn up, you know, the dirty. Now, towards the chiva, the person that swallows it,
if I want to eat it, if I keep it in my mouth because I'm interested in eating it, so I'm kind of, I made a Kenyan Geneva, Kenyan Yad.
The person stick a stock in, already did this. You already made it, it's worth nothing. It's worth nothing once it's in your mouth.
Worth nothing, so maybe the one who stuck it in is Chai Mitam Mazik.
Right, so he's Chai, one you Chai for. What's the person that swallows Chai for? That's Rashi's Akhrech, no?
I don't know. Rashi says the one who puts it in is not chayiv. I don't understand that Rashi either. Why is he not chayiv? Someone puts liquid. Someone puts someone else's liquid into my mouth and it becomes moz right away. So Rashi says the one who put it in my mouth is not chayiv anything. Why not? It's like pouring it down the drain with filthy stuff there. It should be a mazik. The guy pours it in my mouth, he's not the mazik. I don't know. So Rashi says, no, the one who puts it in my mouth is nishke mazik. And I'm not a ganav because I didn't make a Kenyan Geneva. Why I didn't make a Kenyan Geneva? That's a Kenyan Yad. So I thought that this Rashi is Lushitosa on the next Talmud, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. That Tosis was Masig on Rashi. Rashi sounds like he denies Kenyan Yad. He says, Tzirif Yod Lamata Migimu. He says, Rashi, like Rashi, denies Kenyan Yad. He only holds from Kenyan Hagbot. So Tosis claims that it's a Kenyan Yad if you hold it in your hand or you hold it in your mouth. Either case, a Kenyan Yad. The Poshe Pshat over here, I thought, was that he's making a Kenyan Geneva by holding it in his mouth. Could well be. Galapto will have to say something here. Rashi wrote a comment. The top Rashi on Lamed Aleph and Aleph wrote a little innocent comment over here. Usvirle the Ravashi, the second line from the top. Ravashi is of the opinion, Miso Vizeva Toshlum Lazer is Potter. Why does he say that? Rashi is on the last line on Lamed Amud Aleph. Lamed Amud Bey is going over to the top line on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi Amud, the case where Abai would say, Kom Lebe de Rabine, is Zar Shachal Truma Mishalo, because Shirayim Shal Chavera. I'm eating up Truma. I'm not Mazik someone else's Truma. I was Mafra's Truma, and I didn't give it to any Kohen yet. So if I eat it up, if I'll destroy it, it'll be Mamashein Latovim. So there's no one to pay to. Once I give the truma to a particular coin, so it belongs to that individual coin. So then if I go and I steal it and I eat it, I'm chayim mitam mazik, I'm chayim mitam ganav, because it says truma. Because my the truma is in my house, the farmer was mafresh truma, but he didn't give it away yet, so the truma belongs to the shevet kuhuna. So who the shevet kuhuna is Mamashein Latovim. The Gemara says in the end of chum. So there's no one, so I'm not chayim. If I eat it, I'm not chayif to pay, but I'll be chayif misa b'dei shamayim. Zav shachal truma, the mezer is misa b'dei shamayim. So while he's eating the truma, he rips someone else's begot. So that's kam lebe dera. What do they have to do with each other? Two totally different activities. He's eating in his mouth and he's ripping the silk with the knife in his hand. So that's what Rashi says. Obviously, Ravashi is of the opinion. Sviru le the Ravashi. So Tosis introduces that whole topic. So to show that there seems to be a contradiction between the various Gemaras, what's the din of Misa Lezeva Tashlum Lezeva? Where did the whole expression come from? Where did the whole terminology come from? So the terminology appears, Tosis tells you, where did Rashi get that Melitza? Melitza is in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud, where the Gemara says, Misa Lezeva Tashlum Lezeva, you don't say, Kom Lebi De Rabbine, that you got to pay. So Rashi is saying over here, the Ravashi disagrees with Rova. That's what this is called. Spirish Akuntris, that he holds Misa Toshlum and Zepotar. Upaliga the Rova, that's what Tosis is adding on to the Rashi. We don't have that in Rashi. They're adding on. The Rova says in the first parak in Sanhedrin, that expression, Misa Zeb Toshlum and Zep, you don't say Kam Lebi De Rabbine. So leave Rashi over. There in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, Rova says, Misa Zeb Toshlum and Zep, you do pay, there's no Kom Lebi De Rabbine. And then Tosis quotes as a Gemara later in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalet, right if someone is running to kill someone else, a Raidif is Nitan Lahatzila Ben Avshay. There is no din that a Raidif is Chai Mises Bezen. Let's say someone is chasing, someone is Mechal Shabbos, and then 25 years later we catch up with him. By now he's already a big tzaddik, he's Achsidish Rebbe. He's also a Tshuva Achsidish Rebbe. So you still give him the Einish Mises Bezen. Doesn't help that he did Tshuva. If he did an Averish Yesh Bamisa with Hasra, Edom Hasra, even years later he gave the Einish. But by right of Achachaber Lahorga, someone's chasing after someone, he's attempting to kill him. And he didn't kill him. And then he stops. People escape. What are you crazy? Don't kill him. So he's or they beat him up and they stop the Redifa. So he doesn't kill him. So would you say later on Bezen has a right to kill the one who did a Redifa? No. He's only Nitan Hatzila Ben Apsha. You're allowed to kill the Redif to save the Nirdaf while he's doing the Redifa. Once he stops the Redifa, you're not allowed to kill him. So nonetheless, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that there is a din of Kom Lebe De Rabbine. If while he's doing the Redifa, he makes a Hezek, so the Gemara says, Kom Lebe De Rabbine. It's a Mishnah. It's Taka Pella. That's Haboba Machteres Vishibes HaKelim. So it says that Yipotah. So it's Taka Pella. Why is that so? How did the Tanoim, that's what the Afikayam discussed, how did the Tanoim know there's a din of Kam Lebe De Rabbine? The original din of Kam Lebe De Rabbine only says in Chumash, where the person murdered someone else, and it's Mises Bezen. So Mises Bezen popped us from a moment. How do you know that Anitan Lahatzila Ben Avshay? It's not a Mises Bezen. So Anitan Lahatzila Ben Avshay temporarily. How do you know that that also makes Kam Lebe De Rabbine? So the Afikayam quotes that there's a Mechilta commenting on that Pasuk of Boba Machteris. It says, "Ima machteres imatzi agana v'hukav ameis ein loy domin mizorcha alav Hashem ish domim lo." So, what does mean ein loy domin? What does mean domim lo? So, the pashup shot is, "Ima machteres imatzi agana v'hukav ameis." If the fellow's a raidef, he's boba machteres, and somebody kills him, ein loy domin. Whoever kills the raidef doesn't deserve a death penalty. Because he did the right thing. You have the right to kill. You have the right and an obligation to kill the Raidef. in order to save the nirdaf. Im zorcho al ba'shemesh, if it's not a case of a reidef, if it's clear, like the sun is shining, it's clear like the sun is shining, that he's not interested in killing the balabais, then domim lo, whoever will kill the reidef will be chaymis. That's the poshib shot. So the Mechilta comments on the pasuk, Ein loy damim means that the ganav doesn't have to pay tashlumei damim. Damim tarte mashma. Damim means blood. Are you chayv misa? Is someone chayv misa for killing him? And it also has the connotation of Ein loy damim, the ganav doesn't have to pay tashlumei if he breaks up. There's a new mocker, an additional mocker for Kamlai B'Dirabmine, to be marbed, and not only does it apply when there's an Einish Mises Bezen, there's going to last for the rest of his life hanging on top of him, that he deserves a Mises Bezen, even if it's only Nitin Latzila Ben Afshe temporarily, and he stops later on, he still say that's also a Kamlai B'Dirabmine.
Right, I think we brought this up when we were doing Yavamos, and I think that Rabbi had said that the person is an ad hoc representative of Basin, that they're like, it is kind of like a Mises Basin. I could be wrong, but I thought maybe Rabbi said something like that. That the people who killed the Baba Machteres are like sort of like, they have like the authority to kill the person. So wait, that's why he's Pater from...
Torah gives them authority to kill him, yeah.
So that's why he's Pater from Momo.
Could be the explanation, okay. Could be the Hezber, but you have to have a Mokker and a Pusik. Okay, it's possible that that's the explanation. But the marker is that drosha from the Mechil. So Tosis quotes, Tosis on Laman Aleph and Aleph quotes, if you look down around 30 lines down, it says in parentheses, Sanhedrin Dafai and Dalit. So what does it say? Right if Shishiba Kalim, the right if is chasing to kill someone. And as he's running, he's driving his car in order to run someone over, in order to shoot someone. As he's driving his car, he smashes into another car and he runs over all kinds of things. He makes a lot of hezekin. It doesn't matter whether he made a hezek to the nirdaf, he made a hezek to other people. He bangs into other cars as he's facing down the road in order to kill the nirdaf. The din is potter. In other words, that he say kom lebe de rabbina, even though he's trying to kill the nirdaf, and he's mazik someone else's mamen, that's also misa lezeva tashlam and lezeh. So that Gemara says he do say kom lebe de rabbina. So how do the two Gemaras jive? Do we have to assume that it's a machlokes? Tosis, whenever there's a contradiction between two Gemaras, so generally speaking, there are two approaches. How do you deal with it? So Tosis will usually try to put everything all together. They will usually avoid saying it's a machlokes. Once in a while, you got to say it's a machlokes, beferish a machlokes. But Tosis usually will avoid that. And the Chach Misvard will be freer in saying it's a machlokes ha-sugyas, and you got to choose which sugya you're going to pass on. So Tosis takes it that the two Gemaras blend together. We paskin like the Gemara Rove in Sanhedrin Daf. Where's it? Daf Yud. And then we paskin like the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet also. So how can it be? So Tosis has two basic shittas over here. That's how the Ran in Sanhedrin, Chidush HaRan in Sanhedrin Daf Yud presents it. Two fundamental shittas. Tosis presents it, and the Tosis in Bava Kamma has it also, but the Ran is a little bit sharper. It's a fundamental machlekes the Rabbein and Tam and the Rivo. How do you have the two Gemaras jive? So the Rabbein and Tam is of the opinion that the rule is Kam Levi the Rabbein applies Ili Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh, and the only Yotzim in Aklal is Edim Zemimim. That's on Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Why should Edom Zemimim be an exception to the rule? Because we have a rule, Edom are only kosher lehoed if it's Edosh Atiyocha lehazimah. That's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Memalef. Edosh Atiyocha lehazimah, the first Tosis in Makkos. Right? First Tosis in Makkos quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But there's a new din. Edosh Atiyocha lehazimah is no good. So the Rabbein and Tam says, if you're going to apply, come play with the Rabbein, Misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh, you're going to say, come over the Rabbanei, so he's not going to, the Edom Zemimim won't have to pay for the Tashlumen. How did we have the right to accept that testimony in the first place? That to be Mechayb Saman Tashlumen, that part should be Edoshi after Yochel Azim. So the Rabbein and Tam holds that the rule, there's a rule, the two Gemaras contradict each other. You have to determine which is the rule, which is the exception to the rule. And once you establish which is the exception to the rule, why is it an exception to the rule? Rabbeinu Tam holds the rule is that you always say Kamalei with the Rabbeinu. The one and only exception to the rule is Eidim Zayimim, because otherwise it'll be Eidim Shiat Yochel Azim. So that's what a lot of Rishonim are not happy with this Rabbeinu Tam. But that's the Rabbeinu Tam's answer.
Maybe what's that
rule? Right.
What is that?
The Mishnah says, let's say we ask the Eidim say, last year he killed someone. Last year Reuven killed, we found a dead body. We ask on the news, who knows who killed him? And then two Eidim step forward, they say, yeah, last year Reuven killed Shimon. We know. They ask him, when did it happen? They don't remember what day of the week, what day of the month, what, we don't remember. It was at least a year ago, we don't remember. So that's Eidim She'iyat Yochel HaZimam, because you can never catch them in a lie to say Mon Hayisim B'Makamachad. They didn't say when it happened. But they say, we remember the kill, we don't remember where it happened. I remember where, said it's the Yat Yochel Azim. So that Eidish Yat Yochel Azim, the Rambam understands that that's not what we call Eidish Yat Yochel Azim. It means, since that's, the Zman and the Makam is relevant to Hazama, so that's considered as a chelik, an essential chelik of the Haggadah Seidus. So if they're not going to say the Zman and Makam, it's like they didn't say what happened. It's like they never gave a Haggadah Seder. That's one din. Now the Gemara has another din. Let's say the Gemara in Daf Memalach and Sanhedrin. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim where the Chaver Tzorech Hasro. Chaver Ein Tzorech Hasro. Chaver means a Talmid Chacham who knows the din. Is the only purpose of Hasro L'Hatchim in Shegig L'Meizid. So the guy just gave a shear in Hilchot Shabbos on Shabbos afternoon. After the shear, he strikes up a cigar and he starts smoking. He tells everybody good Shabbos. He just gave a shear that it's a Malacha. So you have to give him Hasra. So one Tan is of the opinion, you give him Misa, Chavar Ein Tzar Hasra. And we don't pask like that. We pask, and even if it's clear, absolutely clear, that he knows that he's doing an Isa, he knows it's Shabbos, he knows he's doing an Isa, it's a formality. The Halacha says you have to have Hasra, Turk de Dibur of the Avera, otherwise it's considered Bishoge. That's how we pask him. So the Gemara asks, how can the Tan say, Chavar Ein Tzar Hasra? Let's say you have an Eishes Ish is having an affair. She's Mazana. So the Eidim come, and she knows she gave Shiurim for the women. She just gave a Shiur on the parasha. She has to explain what the sin of is. And then she goes and she has an affair with someone else. So she knows she's doing an Is. So one Tana says, Chavar Ein Tzar Hasro. We don't pass like that. So the Gemara asks, according to that Tana, the Chavar Ein Tzar Hasro, how can you give her the death penalty? It's Eidim She'iyat Yochel Azimo. Because the Edom later on will be able to tell, we weren't interested. You give Kasha Zamam Lasis Leochid because of the evil intent that they had. They wanted, they were trying to kill her, so we give them, when we're Mazim the Edom, so we give him the Yonish Misa. So the Gemara says, who says that they intended to kill her? They didn't give her Hasra. They didn't say, when they come to the Bezin, they don't say, and we warned her, if you're going to have to do this affair, you're going to be Mazan, we're going to give you a death penalty. No, she's an Isha Chavera. So you don't need any Hasra. So they just say, we know she was Mazana. So who says that they intended to kill her? They can say, La'osra al-Bailabonu. So there won't be any Kasha Zaman for the Oynish Misa. So the Gemara asked, how can Atana ever say, in a case of an Eishes Ish Hazinsa, Isha Chavei Rein Tzvich Hasro, it's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azimu, because they can title La'osra al-Bailabonu. So the Gemara works on that Kasha. So you see that there's another din of Eidus Shiat Yochel Azim. Not only Eidus Shiat Yochel HaKhisham, you can't be makrish them because they never pinpointed where and when it happened. Even you can be mazim them, but you won't give Eidus Shiat Yochel HaAnisham, but Eidus Kasha Zamam is also Eidus Shiat Yochel Azim. It's also no good. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. In that particular case, in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, by Hazama, if you're going to say, Kam Lebe the Rabbeinu, so then you shouldn't have been able to accept the testimony in the first place. Because it's always going to be an Eidus Shiat Yochel Azim. So in order to be able to accept it, how to say this, you have to say that Kam Levi the Rabbeinu doesn't apply. So the Rishonim says, say that you can't accept the Eidus. Who says you can't accept the Eidus? You say you do give the Kasha Zamam, and you suspend the din of Kam Levi the Rabbeinu in order that it should be Eidus Shiat Yochel Azim. Say that you don't suspend Kam Levi the Rabbeinu, you don't accept the Eidim. How did you decide that you do accept the Eidim? So they disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Iker Gemara is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Daled that you always do apply Kam Levi the Rabbeinu, and the Yotzei Min HaKlal is Hazam. And the other Baal HaTosfos, the Rivo, holds Fakert. The Rivo holds, and Tosfos brings the Tzapantab. What do you mean, Miso Lazeh? What kind of a Loshen is that, Miso Lazeh? The Mishnah says in Baba Kama, this quotes Baba Kama Daf Lamed Dalet, a serif kedisha shel chaver b'Shabbos is potter. Why? Because chilul Shabbos is chayv misa. Say come levi derabni. Chilul Shabbos is chayv misa is a misa lazeh, misa l'ashamayim. When then you have a concept of misa lazeh, there is no such thing as a misa lazeh. So the Balatayis, the Rivo Balatayis says, there are two cases in Kol HaTorah Kula where it's misa lazeh. It's considered as if the Einish misa is collected by a human being. One case is Kasha Zaman, because the Mishnah says, if the witnesses testified falsely that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, Behuzmu, we make them pay Reuven the $1,000. So he mentioned that the Sefer Yireim raises the question, how did the Tanoim know that you pay Reuven? Vasisim loy, kasha zaman lasas locha, we punish the Edom. Maybe we make and give the $1,000 to charity. Who says that you give it to the one against whom they testified? So he answers basically that it's a lasislam kasha zaman lasas. Liochiv. Liochiv doesn't go together because Zam Lasa Liochiv. Liochiv means you pay it Liochiv. That's what the word means, you pay it Liochiv. So even when the witnesses testify falsely that someone deserves Malkus Amisa and the Huzma will be given Malkus Amisa, it's considered as if it's Misa Lazeh or Malkus Lazeh, as if the Nidon, the one against whom they testified falsely that he deserves Malkus Amisa, as if he's collecting the Misa, as if he's collecting the Malkus.
That's why the Gemara says in Daf Hey that also in Daf Gimel that you could split the money, meaning that if it's the two witnesses, then they could split the payment. If it's they said, you know, we testify that you owe $100, so they said they could each pay $50. But if it's Makos, they can split it. So that's like a similar idea, where because the money is coming to just make up for the loss that they were going to have caused him.
But
then the Makos, seemingly, there's like something more. Tosos discusses
it. But here, Tosos learns that even when you're punishing the Edom Zemimim by giving them Malkus Amisa, is considered as if the Malkus is collected by the Nidon, as if the Misa is collected by the Nidon. That's one of the two cases. In Kol HaTorah, one of the two cases where it's Misa Lazeh. What's the other case? Tosos holds that Ratzeach is also. That's a major Machlekes in the Rishonim. When you put the Ritzach to death, is it considered as if the Goyal Adam, the din usually is, Yadu Edim Tiyabar B'Yishayna. The Edim are supposed to give the death penalty, with very few exceptions to the rule. Where are the cases where Yadu Edim doesn't apply? So one case is by Mesis. When someone tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah, so then it says, Yotchot Tiyabar B'Yishayna. Special mitzvah that the Nisas should kill him first. Where is another exception to the rule? But there's no din of Yad Eidim Tu Bar B'Yishayna. So the Gemara says, Shara Niskal. When a Shor Shaharagas Adam, thank you. When you have a Shor Shaharagas Adam, so the Shor Yisokil, the Shor, this makes a Gemara, then you have to give Skila. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Baba Kama, the Tzadik on the Beis, that it's the mitzvah Mutelus al Bala Shor. He should give the skila to the shor. There's no din of yad eidim to barber shayna. It's a din that the bala shor should kill his shor. And if someone else rushes in and they kill the shor, they have to pay me asar zehuvin because they stole my mitzvah. Just like if I shech the chicken, I have the schus to do the kis adam. So if someone else grabs the mitzvah from me, there's a penalty of rabbi. They'll have to pay me asar zehuvin for stealing the mitzvah. The Gemara says the mitzvah is mutelus on the bala shor to give the death penalty to his shor. Where else is there no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabar B'Rishana? So the third case is by Ritzach. Who has to give the Misa? So the Pasuk says the Goel Adam. We usually think of Goel Adam by Horik B'Shoigeg. That one who killed B'Shoigeg has to run to the Orei Miklot, and if he leaves, the Goel Adam either has the right to kill him or has a mitzvah to kill him. Rishus to kill him. But we usually don't think of Goel Adam in the case of Horik B'Mezit. So there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin like that. Goel Adam is only when the guy killed B'Shoigeg. There's no din of Goel Adam amazing. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos picks up on the Rashi in Sanhedrin. He quotes the Rashi and he says it's against Beferish and Pasuk and Chumash. It says Beferish and Pasuk and Chumash that the din of Goel Adam, the end of Masseh, the din of Goel Adam applies even to harig b'mezid. We usually don't think of it, but the din is harig b'mezid. And the Gemara says, when the Sanhedrin of 23 is judging whether the person is chayv misa or not for murder, so if it turns out that, let's say, Bezdin is discussing whether someone is chayv misa because he did avodah zarah, did chilul Shabbos. So if they'll acquit him, so he'll be off the hook. It's not a din Torah between two parties. Did he win or did he win? It's a din Torah, it's a din on one person. He's a chayv as a potter. Indeed, the Mamre says it's a din Torah between two people. So the Gemara says, but if you have a Sanhedrin judging whether someone is chayv misa for murder, the Gemara says it's a din Torah between two people. And if the Bezdin will acquit the murderer, it's chayv say the Goyal Adam. The Goyal Adam lost out. It's a din Torah between the Goyal Adam. So you get the impression from the Gemara, the Rishonim say, get the impression from the Gemara that it's the Goyal Adam as representing the Horug, the man who was murdered, to collect the death penalty. Sounds like it's a misa lazeh. And the Goyal Adam is coming to collect. And if they acquit the murderer, he lost the din Torah. Chayv say the Goyal Adam. It's a bein Adam lachaveiro. That's a fascinating Gemara. So this is a big machlokes of Rishonim. Is that true? The chi of misa of a ratzeach is to the horug, and the goel adam comes to collect it. Oh no, chi of misa is a misa l'ashamayim. There's no such thing as misa. Edim zaymimim. Taisus has a chiddush. Edim zaymimim is misa l'zeh, but ratzeach is also misa l'zeh. So the main afkamina, so the afkamina is that kroivim are pasal edus. What do you mean kroivim? So one din are kroivim if the two edim are kroivim to each other. They're postulated. But that din doesn't say explicitly. The original din of Kroivim Psulmaitis is that if the witness is a korev to the Baldova, it says, Lo yumsu ovas al bonim, ubonim lo yumsu al ovas. So the Gemara understands, Lo yumsu ovas be'edus bonim, ubonim lo yumsu be'edus ovas. That's in the third parak in Sanhedrin. So it goes, when the edim are Kroivim to the Baldova. So who's the Baldova? So if it's a din Torah between me and you, whether you owe me $1,000 or not, so the Edim can either be related to me, nor can they be related to you, if the Korban to either Baldova. Let's say there's a person is on trial, whether he's Chai Misa for Chilul Shabbos, or Ben Avodah Zarah, for Boal Eish Hashish. So if the Edim are Korban to the person who's on trial, that's Korban to the Baldova. What if the Edim, let's say... The Edom come and they testify that he drove my car on Shabbos. Reuven drove my car on Shabbos. And the Edom are my cousin. One of the Edom is my cousin. So that's a karev. He's a karev to the owner of the car, but he's not a karev to the man who is Michal Shabbos. That's not a karev. Let's say the Edom say Reuven killed Shimon. So the Ed is related to Shimon, the dead man. But he's not an intern. The Torah is whether Reuven, who killed them, is Chai Misa or not. So if the Edom are Kroivim to the Horeg, so that's Karavis Paslaitis. And Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Machlokes HaRishon, what if the Edom are Krovi HaHoreg? Are they Ksherim Lohayg Neged Haratzeach Anan? So the Ramot Paskins, that opinion, Krovi HaHoreg Ksherim Lohayg Neged Haratzeach, that's not Kroivim to the Baldova. The Chi of Misa for a murderer is Misa Lashemayim, it's not Misa Lazeh. Not like we said before, Chayv says the Goel Adam comes to collect the Misa on behalf of his relative, and really it's Misa Lazeh. It's really a din Torah between two. There are more Paskins against that, but a lot of Rishonim say like that. A lot of Rishonim hold that the not only the Horeg is a Baldover, the Horug is a Baldover. It's a din Torah bin Adam Lachaber. Rashi says like that, the first Perek in Makkos, and the Sugi of Korav Apostle. The Rashi says that the din, the mikay medaber hakasa medaber. Rashi says korav apostle only applies if the edim are kroivim to the baldover. But if the edim are the baldover themselves, then you don't apply. Then it's not korav apostle. Rashi says the horub is baldover himself. So the fact that if you come and you shoot me and I see when you're killing me, that's not considered korav apostle. Why? Because I'm the baldover himself. Baldover doesn't have a shame aid. If it would have been my brother would be watching when you killed me, then it would be korav apostle. But the fact I'm watching those guys. So Rashi holds the horug is the baldover. The horug is the baldover. How is he the baldover? It's like driving someone else's car on Shabbos. Don't know the car is not a baldover. So Rashi holds that by Ritzicha, the chiv misses to the horug. And there are more paskins against that Rashi. Ramon Choshimit, the paskins, kroivi ha horug, sherm lohayd negen haritzich. So this Tosis presents it like this, the Riva. He says there are only two cases in Kol HaTorah Kula with such a concept of Misa L'Za. Usually Misa L'Shamayim, Misa B'Dei Shamayim is L'Shamayim. Chorus is L'Shamayim. So of course you say Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. The only two cases that are Misa L'Za are Ratzeach and Edim Zemimim. So by Edim Zemimim, Taka, we say there's no Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. Misa L'Za V'Tashlum L'Za. The Gemara says you don't apply Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. That's you. Aye, but the Gemara says by Ratzeach you do apply Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. That's the original pasuk. By Ratzeach you do apply Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. And Ratzeach is the Chamisa L'Za. So why do you apply Kom Levi D'Rab Mine? So that's what Tosis explains, because the moment before he does the act of Ritzicha, he's doing an act of Redifa. And a Redif is also Nitan Lahatzila Ben Afsho, and that's the Mishnah. Ababa Machteris is Vishiber Sakelim is Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. A Redif HaChachver Lahorga Vishiber Kelim is Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. It's on the Pasuk Ein Lo Domim. So Tosis says, true. The misa that he deserves when he kills them is a misa lezeh, and that wouldn't pater tashlum imam, and that would not, we wouldn't apply kam levi d'rab mine, but the second before he does the misa, he's doing the redif, and when he does the redif, it's a misa la kol. It's misa la kol, because everybody has a right to kill him. Everybody has an obligation to kill him in order to save the nirdaf. So that's why Mama lezeh nefashas lezeh doesn't apply to every case of retzeach, because every retzeach was first a Redif, the second before he did the Redifa, second before he did the Ritzicha, he was a Redif, and at the time of the Redifa, that was a Kom Levi D'Rab Mine.
What if not a Ritzicha, but somebody injures somebody, cuts his arm off? So also there's two elements, the moment that he owes, and there's the Kapi Shemayim, Malikotir Kulamak, Lepalga.
Yeah, but there's no Kom Levi, there's no Chiyav Koris on Misa. No chiyuv malchus there. It's just a chiyuv tashlumen. So there's no kam levi d'rab mine there. If he murders him, then there's going to be kam levi d'rab mine. If he just cuts off his arm, he can't say kam levi d'rab mine.
If he does something else in the Machal Shabbos, he cuts off his arm at the same time, right?
Okay, so because of the Chilul Shabbos is chay misa, then he doesn't have to pay for cutting off the guy's arm. Because that's Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. The Misa part is the moment.
How can we really say this? Because it's not really the road if you know, you're not, ideally you're not supposed to kill him. Like, if you kill him, it's okay, but you're supposed to really just like hit him with one of the Ivarev to stop him. So it's not really like, you know, like he has like a din. He has a din Misa that if you do kill him,
if it's necessary, right.
But like, it's not like a lichachilo, like
right.
You kill him.
Right, so that's what we mentioned from the Afikayam. How did the Tanoim come up with such a din of Kom Levi D'Rab Mine by the Redif? How does it compare to the Ratzeach, where the Bezdin is going to punish him later? This is only temporarily. So he said it's a sepik zeris hakos, ein lo damim. Ein lo damim means damim tarti mashma, he doesn't have to pay. Ein lo damim means if you kill him, you're not chai mis, and it means that he doesn't have to pay damim. It's also subject to Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. So because Rashi mentioned such a lashon, the Sfira Leder Ravashi Misa Lezev Tashlum Lezev is Pater. So Tosis says, well, what about that? That lashon comes from Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and it says there, Rav says that you don't apply Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. So what's Taka the Din? So Tosis says there's a contradiction to Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud, Sanhedrin Daf Ein Dalet, and they give the two suggestions. There have been a Tam's Teretz. That the Yotzim and Atpa, the Klal always is Kom Levi D'Rab Mine, always applies. And the exception to Lulul is Edim Zemimim, because if you'll say that there's no Kasha Zomam for the Momen, Misa Lizatav Shalom Azeh, then it'll come out. You had no right to accept the Yedis in the first place. In order to be able to accept the Yedis, you have to say that we're not going to apply Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. So the Rishonim said, don't accept the Yedis. So they say, you can't accept it. You know in advance, you won't be able to accept the Yedis because you won't. Because it's going to become Levi D'Rab Mine, if you'll be Muslim. So don't accept the Yedis. Why do you decide there isn't going to become Levi, therefore that enables us to accept the Yedis? Say, don't accept the Yedis. So that's the problem with the Rabbeinu Tam. And the other Teretz was, no. The rule is the Gemara and Daf Yud in Sanhedrin, that whenever it's Misa L'Zeh V'Tash Lomen L'Zeh, there's no Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. There's never Kom Levi D'Rab Mine. But how many cases in the whole wide world do you have Misa L'Zeh? You never have Misa L'Zeh. Misa is always La Shamayim. The answer is no. Edim Zemim is Misa L'Zeh. So what? But the Gemara had a discussion regarding the Reidef. Yeah, Retzeach is also Misal Azeh. But every Retzeach is an exception to the rule because it's also Misal Akol. Because the second before he did the Retzeach, he was a Reidef. And the Reidef is Nitan Lassi Lemanafshi. Everyone has a right to kill him. But the Misa is Bezdin of Retzeach, that later on, 25 years later, Bezdin is going to catch the Retzeach, they're going to give him the death penalty. That's a Misa Lazet. When you have a right to kill him as a Reidef, that's not a Misa Lazet. That's a Misa Lakol. Or Misa Lashemayim, whatever you call it. Okay, so that was a fascinating issue. Then the Gemara has later on the Daf, they quoted this Tosefta about Komlebi de Rabbine, only a Tosefta in Baba Kama, it says. Kam lev derab only applies if it's biyidna. So again, if kiv shol chaver b'shabes chay b'mamen shekvan is chay b'gnei b'kodim shiyav the day he says kila. It's not biyidna. Chiv mamen preceded because he did a hagbo. The din is hagbo is koine b'shus hamoicher. That's a gemara in Baba Basra. Hagbo is koine b'shus hamoicher. How does hagbo work? The basic kinyan, there are rice is really yad and chotze. Those two are their rice. B'nasam b'yodai. Says by the get v'nasan biyodo, and by the ganav it says in matzah is matzah biyodo agneva, and by both we had the rosh of the Torah Shemal Peh, the chotzer is also good. So yad and chotzer are mefurish, those are there. I said then hagbo and mishicha is a machlek Rabbi Yechon mishlokish, whether that's there. I said rabbanon, and the pashtus is that we should pass on like Rabbi Yechon, and that the Torah moist kindness mishicha hagbo is only midirabbanon. Midirabbanon, what does it work midirabbanon? What it's also considered hachnasa levshus. So yad and chotzer is literally hachnasa levshus. Mamish in his hand or in his mouth, that's literally hachnasa levshus. A chotzer is literally hachnasa levshus. And even hagbah mashiach is also. So we distinguish between hagbah mashiach. The hagbah is kind of b'shus ha-meicher, because when you pick it up, when the thing is resting, let's say on, I go to the grocery store and they put in all my groceries in a bag. So then when I pick up the bag, calls mine, I'm going shopping, I wasn't kind of anything, because I can always put it back on the shelf. And I don't have to pay for it. You don't say, the minute I picked it up, I was kind of. I'm only kind of when I pay for it. So they don't give me permission to be kind until I pay. So I pay the money, and then they say, okay, you can take the bag. So the minute I pick it up, either pick it up one tefach, pick it up three tefach, whatever, Rashi and Rabbein and Tar. Even if you hold like Rashi, that you have to pick it up three tefach, doesn't mean you have to pick it up three tefach from the table. If you pick it up, let's say, the cashier in the store gives me my item and I hold it in my hand. I hold it like this. It is picked up more than a three tvachim above the ground, and more than a three tvachim above the table. Doesn't mean that if they give me the bag over here, I have to pick it up another three tvachim. It already is three tvachim above. Some achrayim disagree. They say, no, you always have to pick it up a tefach higher than where you are. But most of the achrayim, it's a machloikis and hilchas erevin. When you give the box of matzahs to the next door neighbor, and they have to pick it up at Tefach to be zech on all shutfis, to all the Shem B'Shabbos who live in the building, got to move until next Pesach. So they say you have to be magbi at Tefach. So they say, but if it's ready mug b'Tefach, Rov HaKhrenim say you don't have to pick it up higher. And the minority opinion says, no, you still have to pick it up another Tefach. The Pashtus is like everybody says. So Hakbo, even B'Shus HaMoichev is kind of, because that's called Hachnosa L'Shus, either Menater, or the Rabbanah, whatever, Hakbo, there I said the Rabbanah. And Mashiach is not. Mashiach, that when I do Mashiach, is considered as if it entered into my Rishus. Mashiach is not kind of Rishus Samech. That's what Agamora says, and it's a Beferish in Mishnah in Baba Kama, Dafai, and Tessam, and Aleph. The Mishnah says, a person is stealing a behema, he's pulling a behema, and the animal drops dead. If the ganav steals the behema, and then the animal drops dead after the ganav made a kinyan geneva, the ganav is chai b'yonsen. He has to make a kinyan geneva, kinyan yad. So the chumash says, chayim shnayim shalom pays kefal, but more than kefal, chay b'yonsin, the carrot is also only if he made a kinyan geneva. So the Mishnah says, hayamoshcha b'yotze yomeis, the ganav is leading the animal to walk out of the rishus hanignav, and the animal drops dead, gets a heart attack and drops dead. The ganav is not chayim because he didn't yet succeed in making a kinyan geneva. But if he would have made a hakbo of rishus Hanignav, Sagbah B'Shus HaMoicher is kind of, that is called Hachnasa L'Shus. Mashiach B'Shus HaNignav is not called Hachnasa L'Shus. So when is Mashiach kind of? So let's say your farm is adjacent to my farm, and there's a fence in between, and there's a door. So I want to be kind of a behema. So you give me permission to be kind of. I take the behema from your farm into my farm through the door. So that's a kinya chotzeh. So what do you need mishicha? What do you need the chiddush that mishicha is kind? Mishicha is midirabbanon. We pass from like Rabbi Yechon. Mishicha and akbar is only midirabbanon. It's considered as if he did a hachnasa l'shusa. Yad and chotzeh is literally hachnasa l'shusa. Mishicha and akbar is considered as if he did a hachnasa l'shusa. So you say, mishicha is not kind of b'shus hamoicher or b'shus hanigna, but it's only kind of when you bring it into my b'shus. Bring it into my b'shus is a kinya chotzeh. So what do you need mishicha? The Gemara says, no, if you do mishicha into the simta, is a little, it's not a b'shus harabim deraisa for Shabbos purposes, but since people have the right, see, in the middle of b'shus harabim, you don't have the right to park your car or to stand still in the middle. The traffic is going in all directions over there. So mishicha is, you can't consider a mishicha in the middle of b'shus harabim is a hachnasa into your b'shus. You have no right to leave the thing over there. So that's called not called hachnasa b'shuscha. But if it's a little gesala, a little side street, a simta, or even tzidei b'shus harabim, the Gemara has an amid base, on lamed aleph amid base, that there is a machlokes hatanoim in Erevin. Rashi tells you it's in Erevin, the Apsarik Vav, the Apsarik Dalet. There is a machlokes rablez and nachachamim in Erevin, whether tzidei b'shus harabim ki b'shus harabim dami or not. What does mean? The din is that in order to be considered a b'shus harabim, the Hilcha Shabbos purposes, you have to have a few conditions met. The one condition is it has to be tezayin amah wide. It has to be minimum of 16 amas wide. And then you have to have, number two, you have to have bikua harabim. You have to have traffic going through. How much rabim do you have to have? So that's a famous machlokes. In the midbar, all the laws of Shabbos have to do with the binyan hamishkan. Whatever activity was significant, any significant pu'ula nasiyas hamishkan is labeled as an av malach. So haitzor has also learned that from the mishkan, because when they were traveling from one location to the other, the masois and the midbar, that was a hairashah, a special dinim. It was a hairashah of what? It was a hairashah of a din ladaris of building a mishkan. So the whole traveling was in order to lead up to build the mishkan in a new location. So the haitzor that they would take down the Mishkan and put it on the Agolas. And they could offer the Agolas. The Agolas were Rishus HaYochid. And the highway where they were traveling was the Rishus HaRabim. So they did Hachnosa and they did Hoitzor. From the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. From the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Then they put it together again. Then they made Binyan. When they erected the Mishkan, that was Binyan. So the whole traveling was a Hirasha of Hakamas HaMishkan. See, that's also Hachtavib Mishkan Hashiva. You learn that Hoitzor from the Mishkan. So in the midbar, the Chumash says that there were Shishim Riva plus change. So that's how we established. All the Rishonim assume that in order to be considered a Shusarab, Shishim Riva plays a role. What do you mean it plays a role? So the Chachmei Ashkenaz hold you have to have a Poyel Mamish, that there should be such a heavy population of Shishim Riva, either Shishim Riva people in the area or Shishim Riva people on this particular street. And the Chachmei Svarad hold, no, just Tezayin Amah. If it's 16 amas wide, it's roi l'shishim riba. In the midbar, the highway, the Gemara proves that the highway had to be 16 amas wide, then it should be roi l'shishim riba. So they all agree that the shishim riba plays a role. So in the midbar, there was bikua harabim. The traffic was able to go through without any impediments. The Gemara has an Erevin on Daf Vav and on Daf Chabez. The Gemara says an Erevin that every night in Yerushalayim they used to lock the gates for security purposes. They didn't want terrorists to come in the middle of the night. So Yerushalayim, if not for the fact that they locked the gates every night, it would have been a Mishus Aram Deraisa. But now that they locked the gates, now it's not a Mishus Aram Deraisa. So what does that mean? So some Rishonim, the Meiri quotes always odd opinions. The Meir quotes a pshad. So Balayla, when they locked the gates, there was no Bikur Harabim. So at nighttime, it wasn't the Rishus Harabim. But in the daytime, when the gates were open and there was traffic going through and through, so all the streets in Yerushalayim were Rishus Harabim deraisa. And the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim say no, because they locked the gates at night. Even in the daytime, it didn't have a din of Rishus Harabim deraisa. It's only Rishus Harabim deraisa if there's Bikur Harabim. Everybody knows there's Bikur HaRabim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Shabbos, not when Jewish people are not going to carry. Okay, but theoretically, you have the ability, Goyim can carry. So it's only defined as a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa if it's Tezayin Amah wide, Royal Shishim Riba. Some Rishonim hold, not just Royal Shishim Riba, you need actually should have the Poel Mamah Shishim Riba. and should have the kohen rab and should have the possibility. So here is a machlokes hatanaim. What does it mean, bikur harabim? See, we have sidewalks on either side of the street, and you have the middle of the street where the cars go. So you're going to say the sidewalks, because the cars don't go, that's not a shusar am deraisa. Why? In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't have any cars. When they were going in the midbar, they didn't have any cars, and they're still a shusar am deraisa, because the people were walking. So they say, because the behemoth went. The behemoth went in the middle. It's not true. The behemoths used to go in. There are old cities in Eretz Yisrael where it's clear that the behemoths used to go on the side, and the people went in the middle. In order to be Rishus Rabim, you need Bikur Rabim. Bikur Rabim doesn't have to be with automobiles. It doesn't have to be with behemoths. You just have people walking. Is also called Bikur Rabim. Bikur Rabim means Bikur. They go Beharchava. They go Beharchava. So here there's a machlek, a blaz, and a chachama. What about Tzidei Rishus Rabim? Tzidei Rishus Rabim does mean the sidewalks on either side. So Rashi explains they used to put boulders in front of the stores and in front of the houses, so the behemoths and the people who are walking shouldn't walk so close to their houses. So theoretically, the people could still walk behind these boulders. A lot of times they have it now. They don't want a terrorist to drive into your building, so they put big... not big, they put small...
Concrete things, you can't go through. Like right here, right outside Belfort, that thing.
Right, they have things to prevent people. So the people can still walk over there, but it prevents big Bikur Harab. So in the middle of the street, you have the heavy Bikur Harabim. Theoretically, you can have Bikur Harabim there also, but Poel Mamash, you don't really have so much. So that's Machleg Zablez and Nechachamim, where the Tzidah Rishos Harabim, is that called Bikur Harabim? Or is not called Bikur Harabim? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that even according to Reb Lezer, who hold that Tzidei Rishus Rabim Ki Rishus HaRabim Dami, and it's not a Karmelis, it's called Bikur Rabim Yechai Mishum Shabbos, but it's Dino Kisimta B'Negeh Tekinyan Mishicha. The Mishicha is not kind of Rishus Rabim, that's only in the middle of the Rishus Rabim, you have no right to leave your things there. In a Simta, there isn't so much heavy traffic there. Simta belongs to the municipality, but you have a right to leave things there for a while because it isn't so such heavy traffic over there. So the Tzidei Rishus Rabim, even Rabbi Lezer would agree that Mashiach could be kind over there. You have two dinim where you have the din of Shusaram for Shabbos Yichai Misa, and Shusaram for Kenya Mashiach. Mashiach of Shusaram is not kind. The Gemara says it's not the same definition of Shusaram. Even though for Shabbos purposes, Rabbi Lezer claims that the Tzidah of Shusaram within the Chifufe in front of my building, I put the big boulders there to prevent heavy traffic from coming too close. That's still Rishus HaRabim, but there isn't going to be so much heavy traffic. So it's like Simta that everyone would agree that Mashiach would be kind of there.
Is the normal sidewalks, is that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim or that Rishus HaRabim?
I don't think so. By us, it's regular Rishus HaRabim because people go there. People go there.
I thought that Bikur HaRabim is not like a definition of Rishus HaRabim. I thought it was just like an just like because of Basi Rab, and not the Mechitzos, but you don't have the Mechitzos there.
Different topic. That's another topic. But in order to be declared as a Rishus HaRabim, forget about Mevatl Mechitzah. That's if you have Mechitzahs, but the Mechitzahs, people can walk through the Mechitzah. I have Tzuras HaPesach. I'll be dinner to Mechitzah, but it doesn't prevent, whenever you make an Arab in a community, it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. If it prevented the flow of traffic, they wouldn't let the Jews block the traffic. So that's a discussion of Asir Rabim about the Mechitzah. Even I made Al Pidin a Mechitzah, maybe the fact that there's traffic going through, maybe that cancels the Mechitzah. Here we're talking about a different thing. In order to be labeled in the first place as a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have Bikur HaRabim. So if they lock the gates at night, Hol Adalsasan and Hol Asbalayla, even in the daytime it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, that's not called Bikur HaRabim, because you know you're not going to have Rabim Bo Kimbo 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Achreinim HaMekel, even if they just, in Europe, they used to just, they made an Erev in all the cities. The streets in the city should be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So they used to pay the government to get permission to lock, to put a gate to close the street on Erev Yom Kippur once a year for half an hour. So they were Mekel that since there isn't Bikur HaRabim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single day, because on Erev Yom Kippur, they used to, the Jews would close the gate at 4 o'clock in the morning. It didn't affect anybody. It didn't bother anybody. But everybody knew in the city that there's one day in the year where they close the gates to the street for half an hour. So the achrenim were mekel. That's called dalsa sen and all this balayla takes off the status of rishus haram deraisa. So that's a machlekes of blazen echachamim. In order to be labeled as a rishus haram, you need bikua harabim. Here there is bikua harabim in the middle of the street. Within the chifufe, there's no bikua harabim. But strictly speaking, it's part of the whole street. So bayas, there is bikua harabim. We don't have any chifufe over there. In front of Belfer, you have chifufi, that'll be a machleg zeblez and a chachamim. But the rest of the street where everybody walks, that's bikua. Bikua doesn't have to be in automobiles, doesn't have to be animals or scooters or motorcycles. Bikua rab means when people walk. Yeah. So the Gemara on Lamed Aleph and Aleph quoted this to Sefta from Baba Kama, that if the ganef is Mechal Shabbos simultaneously with the Kinyan Geneva, then it's not going to be Chai Beyonson. But if the Kinyan Geneva preceded the Chilo Shabbos, then it's not going to be Beidno. So he will be Chai Beyonson. So when is it Beidno and when is it not? So if he does a Hagbor, a Gonev Kis B'Shabbos, Kvainas Chai Beyonson, 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 Kvainas Chai. Just like Hagavah is kind of b'shus ha-moichem, it's considered achnosa l'rishusi, when I pick it up, even in the grocery store, I pick it up even in the rishus of the nignav. So over here also, kvanas chai b'gneiv. But ha-imagar b'yotzei, so Mashiach is not kind of b'shus ha-nignav, just like Mashiach is not kind of b'shus ha-moichem. So you have to do a Mashiach into what? So you have to do, so if you do a Mashiach into your Rishus, that's a Kinyan Chotzer, you don't need Mashiach. If you do a Mashiach into the middle of Rishus HaRabim, it's not kind of. If you do a Mashiach into a Simta, so that everybody agrees. Mashiach into a Simta is good. What about by Ganav? Tosfos, the Balei Tosfos say the Tosfos of Rishus HaRabim, Tosfos on Lamed Aleph, and based on Maschal of Rishus HaRabim, Namikona. The Gemara presents here on Lamed Aleph, and based on Machlekes Ravache, Ravina, Ravacha Masni Hochi, Ravacha had the first version, Ravina Masni the following version. The Gemara has in the middle of the Alman, Machlekzad. Ravacha is the first one, Ravina is the second one. So there's Machlekes Amaroim, maybe, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, when do we have Klal from a Perak Amechas Hasfina? That Mashiach is not kind of Bishu Serabim, only Besimto, or Betzide Bishu Serabim. That's if you want to do a Mashiach to be kind of, because you need Hachnosa Lushuscha. But a ganef, basically, the ganef has no permission to steal the whole thing. It's a gzeres hakasev. If he makes a kinyan geneva, so then the Torah says, the Torah declares that he gets a kinyan geneva. Then it's chay biyonsin. Chay biyonsin is lechay vasa. The kinyan geneva sometimes is letoy vasa. That is bottle from tashmishin. The Gemara has, let's say, I steal your eved. And avodim hukshu lekarkois. So just like karka ein and nixelus, machleg satanai, we paskin karka ein and nixelus, ablezol's karka is nixelus. So we paskin, if you steal karka, you're in violation of the lava, leisigzol, but you don't acquire kinyon exel. You only acquire kinyon exel if you steal metalfala. So what if you steal an ebikinaini? So with his machlekes, we paskin avodim hukshu lekarkois. So avodim are also not nixelim. So if I steal a boat, I steal a boat is metaltalim, so I acquire kinyon igneva. And then I give the back the boat after a month. So maybe I should have to pay for the ishtamshus of the boat. The boat was for rent. The guy put up the sign, who wants to rent a boat? He'll rent it out for $100 a day. So I had it for a whole month. But I give it back, and he says, and he used it for a month and he gives it back, his potter from Tashmishim. But if I steal avodah shel chaveira, since avodah mein and nigzalim, I have no kinyan gzela, so I am chayv in tashmishim. If the ganav has kinyan gzela, namely I'm a taltalim, so the kinyan gzela work l'toy vasoi. Not only the ra'osoi l'chay vasoi that is chay b'yonson, the kinyan gneva work l'toy vasoi that it patters him from tashmishim. I'm not mechuyif to pay for using my clothing, I'm not mechuyif to pay for using my gemara, or for using the furniture of my house, it's mine. Who am I going to pay to? So the ganef who stole metaltalim acquires kinyon igneva, so it's considered his. He doesn't have to pay for the hishtamshus. But if he steals karka in an exelus vipaskin, and if he steals the kinyonik avodim hukshila karka is, so he's in violation of leisigzabara karka in an exelus. There's no kinyon exelus. No kinyan exelus. So the Gemara says he'll be chay b'tashmishim. He has to pay to the rightful owner. So the kinyan exelus that he does are both lechoy vasa to be mechayv him b'yonsen and lechoy vasa to pat him from tashmishim. Also, if a shinui will occur, so then the ganef will be koina. So the what if the shinui occurs and the chayfetz haganev is in the middle of the street? So it's not bebeis shel haganef. So it doesn't matter, the kinyan gzela that the gazlan has will cause that in the event that a shina will occur, the kinyan gzela will develop to become kinyan gomer. So it'll belong to the ganav, even if it's not bebeis, even if it's not bishusa. So that's why in Lamed Beis, on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, there's a machlek is Ravacha and Ravina, and the pashtus is we paskan like Ravina, that the Meshicha is not kinyan bishusa rabim. Is not koine matana, it's not koine mecher. If you want to sell me something and I'm going to make a mashiach in the middle of the street, in the middle of the Meshul Sarab, having the right to leave the thing there to block the traffic. There's heavy traffic going in all directions there. But mashiach would be kind of the simta of the tzidu Meshul Sarab, having the right to leave it there. But by ganav, the ganav is not going to acquire a kinyan gomaja, it's going to acquire kinyan gneva, so we pass like Ravina. For the purpose of kinyan gneva, mashiach Meshul Sarab would be koine. And Rav Acha held not so. Rav Acha held just like Meshicha is not kind of Meshul Saram from Mechir from Matana, Meshicha Meshul Saram is not kind of for the Ganef either. This is how the first day in Tosa says Meshul Saram Nami Kona Hodi Yama Ba Mechas Asfina Ba Basur Pei Dalet Abay Berav Adam Tera Meshicha Lo Kanya Meshul Saram My Mary the Lord Fligi Ad Ravina Abay Berav Adair and Ba Basur Na Mechas Asfina Pei Dalet and not in disagreement with Ravina the Hocha because Ravina only disagreed with Rav Acha but again to Ganef. He holds that a kinyan gneiva is a different kind. Kinyan gneiva kaina afilo mishicha b'shul sarab. The Gemara has an interesting din over here. The Gemara has an interesting din. If you do a malecha Shabbos al yidei shinoi, let's say a person is a righty, he normally writes with his right hand. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos akosa b'smolo. The Gemara says akosa b'smolo is potter. Why? He's going to write with the left hand. That's kalachayad. That's not the norm. Unless he's ambidextrous. It's because it beim imin and beim smola will be chai. But if he's a righty, he writes with the left hand. He's both. See, I think Morris says the same. Let's say a guy carries something on Shabbos. He carries in his hand or he carries in his pocket. So that's normal. What if he carries, he's carrying his glasses. He's carrying a case with the glasses. So instead of holding it in his pocket, holding it in his hand, he ties a string to it, he puts it on the floor, and he schleps it dalam shir something. I said, that's not normal. Which meshugana takes, have a book? A light book? Not so heavy. So instead of putting, instead of carrying the book, instead of carrying it in an attaché case, I put it on the floor and I have a string and I pull. So the Gemara says, ibezutri, if it's a light weight item, so you're not chai meshum Shabbos, it's kalachayat. How do you know this din? That a mechal Shabbos kalachayat is not chayiv. You see, if you write with the left hand, so the handwriting is going to be sloppy. The accomplishment is going to be cockeyed. It's not written the normal way. But if you carry something by schlepping on the floor, the end result is going to be the same. It used to be over here, now it's in the middle of the Meshul Sarab. Mali, if he carries like this or like that. So it doesn't matter. The din is on Shabbos, kalachayad is only the Rabbanon. Whether the result, whether the shinui affected a change in the result, the handwriting is sloppy, or it didn't affect the change in the result. Bottom line, the item is in the other issues.
Doesn't Gemara, when it's only clapping out by writing, it says, Roshim, it's a Mishnah said, it's Mashma, you by a small, it's going to be Chayim, so the Gemara says, what's the case? So it's either Shalev Sheyadav or Roshim and it's Rabbi Yossi. Because if Rashi comes out just as equally nice when the guy is Roshim with his left and his right hand, even though it's not normal to be Roshim with his left.
I don't think that's what it means. I think what it means is that if you plan only to do Rishima, so that you can do Bismol also. That's normal to do Bismol. I think so. But if it's normal to do it Bimin, and you do it Bismol, and it has the same result, so that's, by Shabbos, you're still Pata. If you did it abnormally. The Gemara says if you carried a light item in an unusual fashion, that even though the result is the same, you're still Pata. The Egel Eital talks about this, that if you do, sometimes the din of Kalachayad appears in other areas of Halacha, and sometimes You have it more in Hil Shabbos. He says the only time it appears in other cases is when it affects a change in the nifal. When is it, the result is a little different. But in Hilchus Shabbos, not only is Kalach HaYad lowered to the level of Rabbanon, it's Mutam and HaTorah, if it affects a change in the Nifal, if it's not the same results, even if it's exactly the same results. If you did it, Kalach HaYad, so you still potter. So on Shabbos, you need a pasuk. Where is the pasuk? The Gemara says, Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves HaSatar means he did it in a normal fashion. Malachas Machsheves doesn't say by Shabbos. Malachas Machsheves says by the Malachas HaMishkan. But all the dinim of Shabbos are based on Malachas HaMishkan, so that's how we apply that pasuk. The pasuk that's written by the Mishkan applies to Malachas Shabbos. So the Gemara was discussing this Tosefta and Baba Kama, Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Ha'imoshcha v'yotzei meisei never did the Hagboah. He's only doing Mashiachas. So Mashiachas is not kind of Mishus HaMoicher. So it's not a kinyon geneva b'shus ha-nignav till he takes it out of the b'shus. Then where did he take it? There's a simto, there's a real b'shus ha-rab. So that's machlekes Rabach and Ravina on Amid Beis. Rav Moshe in his tshuvas has akasha on the sma. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, it sounds like Ravina. They quote Ravina as the maskanas ha-gemar, not Rabach. That even if you took it at b'shus ha-rabim. So the sma says, no, it's only if it's a simto. Rav Moshe said, what did the sma say? Like Rav Acha for. He says, the Rama Paskin is like Ravina. What did this Mas say has to be a symptom? The Maskana Sasugi is like Ravina. The Mashiach of Haraganif is kind of even Bishus Arab. That's a simple reading of the Rama Mosa. So he says, a Pelan a Sma. Then he says, a Pelan a Ktsais a Chesh, and a Ktsais a Kasha and a Rama. He says, what's the Kasha? The Rama and the Shulchanah, Paskin like Ravina. That Mashiach of Bishus Arab constitutes a Kinyan Geneva for the Ganif. Anyway, so the Gemara was asking over here, if he did the Hagboah b'shus ha-nignav, then Kvan Tzchai b'gnei b'kodim shi'ov in the day Yisrael Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but don't you say Akira Tzarech Hanocha? When he did the Hagboah, true he's not Chai Misa until he's going to do the Hanocha later in the b'shus ha-rabim. He has to walk out, but then it's going to be Gloi Muslim Afreya, that Akira Tzarech Hanocha. So the Akira was also covered with Kam Lebi D'Rab Minei. So the Gemara first suggested, no, Hochmaskinon, Shehigbio, Amanas Lahatznio, Vinim Lacholov. When he originally picked it up, he didn't have mind to take it out into the street. So the Gemara thought that the Chil Shabbos doesn't begin till later. When he's carrying it and he changes his mind, he decides he is going to carry it into the street, that's the beginning of the Akira. So the Gemara says that's not correct. Halacha is not correct. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, four lines from the bottom of Lal, Manalef and Manalef. Let's say someone is cleaning up the house. So they're putting the svarim away where they belong, and putting on Shabbos, putting away the books where they belong, and the table, the plates, and the spoons, and the fork, putting everything away. And then, in the middle of putting everything away, he picks something up, and he decides he's going to carry it out into the street. But he first picked it up, aldas, to put it away somewhere in the Rishus HaYochid. And then he decides to carry it. The Gemara says that's not called, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv. Why are you not chayiv? So that's what the Gemara Tanya says. He can't say that Rabbi Hocham asking should be Amanas Lahatznio, and he changed his mind. Then he wouldn't be chayiv in Tam Shabbos. Yeah, why are you not chayiv? If he be Amanas Shalol Lahotzi, and then Lan Rabbi Nimlach, he changes his mind. So we mentioned that that's a machloikis and Rishayin, and why. So the Pasha Pshat is that it's only called an Akira. When do you call it Akira? When do you call it Tiltul? The guy picks up a Gemara. Oh, he already did the beginning of a Hotzor. What is the beginning of a Hotzor? Picks up a Gemara. He takes the Gemara from the bookcase and he puts it on the table. He already did an Akira. He didn't do an Akira. That's called a Tiltul. He moved the Sefer from one place to the other. It's only called an Akira. If you picked it up, I'll ask to take it into a different Rishus. That's the push-up shot. If Hamafana Chafatzim is obvious, Lizabis, Vanilla Chalem Vahadion, so there never was an Akira, period. And one of the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim explain otherwise. They say that it's a potter because it exerts a cause of malachas machsheves asvater. Since at the beginning there is an akira, but since at the beginning of the akira he had a mind not to take it into the Rishus HaRabim, so that's a lack of malachas machsheves. What's the difference? What do you say? By definition, it's not called an akira. You say it's a chisor of malachas machsheves. So there was a group of Rishonim who gave Rashi and Tosfos They gave an explanation. The Gemara has the Gzeira de Rabba. We don't permit you to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we don't permit you to shake the lulav. Why? Gzeira Shem Yavarena Dalaramis Bishusaram. Hakol Chayovim Betkiya Shavein Hakol Bekiyim. Gzeira Shem Yavarena. Rabba was not the one who made the Gzeira. Rabba was the one who explains the Gzeira. Yeah, Rabbi explains the Gzeira. Shemi Yavarenu Dalam Surasam. So all the Rishonim ask, why Shemi Yavarenu? Say Shemi Yotiyenu. Why do they say Shemi Yavarenu? So Rashi and Tosfos write in different places. Rashi writes it quite a few times. It's more likely that he'll violate Yavarenu than if he'll violate Shemi Yotiyenu. Why? Because he'll pick up the shofar. Let's see, in his house. So he'll pick up the shofar, attempt to blow shofar. Then he'll realize he doesn't know how to do it. So when he picked up the shofar, picked up the lulav, he's going to be etzen emitz. Then he realized he doesn't know what the nusach habracha is, doesn't know how he's supposed to do the danuim, doesn't know when you do the danuim. So when he picked it up, he didn't pick it up al das lahotzio. Only later on it'll be nim lachol lahotzio. So ruba the ruba of the times, he won't be in violation of hoitzor. Because it'll be hamfanach avatzim zavus nechalei machakach lohitzia. So Tosfos says the kasha. So why is in violation of mabedal aramis? If the lulav the shofar is in the middle of the vishus aram, he picked it up to attempt to shake it. Then he realized he doesn't know how to do that. So vaito should be potter. He picked it up shalei al manas lahavira dal aramis. Then he was mabedal aramis. So the kafas tamorim quotes the Tosfos Ishanim to explain what in the world is Rashi talking about. What does Rashi mean all the time he says like that? It's more likely that he'll violate Mavid al-Rams than he'll violate Shem Yotzien. Hoitzor. So the Tosfos Ishanim explains that Hoitzor Meshus is one of the 39 novice malachas that was in the Mishkan. So that's governed with the rules of Malachas Machshavas HaSratar. That's a pasuk in Chumash. So the pasuk Malachas Machshavas HaSratarah applies to all the lamentas of the malachas, which are included in Lasasaka malacha. But Mabed al Aram, as the Gemara said, there's no way with any stretch of the imagination that that wasn't in the Mishkan. So why is it a malacha at all? Gemara says, Hilchasa Gemiri lo. So the Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim assume Hilchasa Gemiri lo means halacha l'moshe mesina. Halacha l'moshe mesina means that it's not a chumash. It's not a chumash, it's not governed with the rule of malachas machshavas. So you don't need malachas machshavas by Mabed al Aram. No chisorin of that you're not chayiv is not a word that is not called an akira. No, they hold that it is called an akira, but it's a lack of malachas machshavas. So mavad al anams does need malachas machshavas. That's a fantastic chiddush. Mavad al anams does need malachas machshavas. The simple reading of a couple of gemaras and Shabbos is absolutely not so. The pashup shat higbi amanos lahatznio is not called an akira. It's called a tiltul. That's the Poshim Shat. It's not because of a lack of Melachas Mashavas and Gzeris HaKosav.
How could you give a
Misa? Yeah, the Gemara says that what? You can't. How can you give Misa if it's Halacha Moshe Messina? That's what we mentioned the other day. The Balamor and the Iran were bothered. How can you give Malkus on Yonta? Misa, there are no rules. But Malkus, there's a rule. It has to be similar to Lasach Samashar B'disha. So Lasach and Shabbadisha, the first rule is it's written in Chumash. So if you have Halacha L'Moshe Messina, it's not written in Chumash, you can never give Malkus. So that's what the Ran was bothered with. How can you give Malkus on Yontif to one who violates Mavad al Amis? It's Bichlal not written in the Chumash, Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So he says the Balamor comes to the rescue. The Balamor says the Halacha, the nature of the Halacha L'Moshe Messina was that it teaches us that every Mavad al Amis constitutes a Moitzim Mishus Lushus. So therefore it is Hoitzor. Therefore, it is Oitzah.
That's the answer up the challenge, the question, the answer of Reb Chaim.
Right, that was against Reb Chaim. So these Rishonim also hold Natsa. They're saying they're two different Yisurim. They're saying, Mabed Alam Shusram Salach Lamashim Messina is a separate Yisur. It's not from the system of the Lamatas, not even governed with the same rules, not governed with the rules of Malach's Machshavas. It's a Chidush Niflo.
Isn't
a curious gufo kakiris kaifetz? Even if he picked up the lulav, thinking he could shake it in his home, and he decided to go out to the chacham. Now he's a curious gufo kakiris kaifetz, isn't it?
I don't think so. Akiris gufo kakiris means I have something in my pocket, and then I decide I'm going to walk in the street. I'm going to leave the thing in my pocket. So that's called an akira.
not only is an akira on me, it's an akira on the watch that I have in my pocket, akira on the money that I have in my pocket. But if originally I do the akira's gufoi intending to do something here, I start walking around the house, and then in the middle of the walking, then I decide to walk out into the street. So that's a lack of, that's like nimlachol of lahotzia. That is not, you don't say akira's gufa kachira's chayfetz. That's exactly what the Gemara says that you don't say. Okay, Billy Netter, we'll continue on Sunday. Sunday is a normal day. Whoever's interested, I'm giving a shiur on Sunday morning for the Kol Yom Rishon. I think it's in this building, 10:30. I'm sure these weeks are all about the Inyanim Mohammed, waging war.
We have him loved.